It all happened in the middle of the night. The citizens of the United States went to bed on August 2, 1923, with Warren Harding as president. They awoke to find Calvin Coolidge had become the 30th president of the United States. The story is part of our President's Week series, and it continues on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's President's Week, and that means you're hearing unique stories about our nation's presidents here on the American Countryside. Don't forget, if you miss any of the features in this series, you can find them online at AmericanCountryside.com. Follow us on our new Facebook page and get updates on our Twitter feed. And get your copy of Andrew's award-winning book, The Man Who Was President for a Day, a book based on the stories you're hearing. Suggest story ideas and listen to past shows, too. You can find it all at AmericanCountryside.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
In the early 1900s, the little town of Plymouth Notch, Vermont, had only 29 residents, but one would become president of the United States. William Jenny shares the story of Calvin Coolidge, a farm kid who studied law and moved through state politics to eventually become vice president of the United States under Warren Harding. Coolidge was here at the family farmstead when he received word of President Harding's death.
There was only one telephone in the village, and that was in the general store. The storekeeper had gone to bed, and so they were trying to ring her up to tell her of the news that the president, Warren Harding, had died. She didn't hear the phone ringing, so they finally decided they had to call the next town up the line, which was Bridgewater Corners.
A nation cannot be without a president, though. And Coolidge became the nation's 30th president right here in Plymouth Notch in the middle of the night.
They called Washington, and they got the word from the Attorney General that it was permissible for Colonel John, the president's father, to administer the presidential oath of office in his capacity as notary public. And so this all happened at 2:47 in the morning by the light of a kerosene lamp.
Overnight, this town swore in a president. Overnight, this town became a tourist attraction.
This town became instantly famous. No electricity, no plumbing bit was quite novel for many Americans at that point, and so thousands of people started coming here almost on a daily basis.
Today, the entire village where Coolidge grew up is preserved as a state historic site, and visitors can see the room in which our 30th president took the oath of office in the middle of the night. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth Notch, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.